Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spent it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. As everybody knows at home, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes. So I am Sherry McCaffrey. I am the owner of Joyful Roots Coaching here in Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. I coach people locally and online as well. Mm-hmm. And I offer a variety of coaching services. I'm a leadership coach, executive coach, health coach, help people in relationship coaching, and non-financial retirement coaching. And while a lot of those different types of coaching might seem like they're quite different, mm-hmm. The purpose and the mission of my business and my work is really to help people design and create a life that gives them the most meaning and satisfaction possible.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And you've been here before.
I sure have, yes. You're thanks
one
for
of,
having me back.
No problem. You are one of the few that has actually filmed at both locations.
Ah.
There's not many. Because we filmed, I would say, what, like 100 at the other place, Stan, or not even?
Roughly.
Yeah. And
oh,
so
wow.
We're at like over 600 episodes now.
Wow.
And so, yeah, there's a small group of you guys that have been at both studios, which is really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
The studio is awesome. Yeah. And that one was awesome, too. I mm-hmm. love both of them.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah. So,
if you had to pick one, what would you pick?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
We thought about it a lot. And there's pros and cons. There's
yeah.
no right or wrong answer.
Yeah. There's definitely a different vibe in this. Well, there's similar themes. The vibe is different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I like them both. Honestly, to be quite honest, like, I think it's just showing up with you guys.
Oh,
you guys make the
there
studio.
You go.
Honestly. Honestly.
That's too funny. So let's get back to your coaching, though, because I am interested, and we've talked before,
yeah, yeah.
so I understand what you're saying, but let's try to explain it to the people at home, because although, like you said, there's so many different things, but they are interrelated, and some of the practices and things you put in place are foundational for all of them.
Mm.
So when you sit down with somebody, like, what's the initial conversation that you're having, regardless of the coaching reason you're there for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, really depends on the individual.
Okay.
So as a coach, my job is really to kind of identify, meet people where they're at. So as we go along our journey in life, different areas of our life might need more attention at certain points than at other points. So we talk about life not so linear, like as in a line, like a timeline.
Okay.
But more like almost like a pie, like a round pie.
Right.
With different slices of the pie. And within that pie, there's, you know, there's health, there's money, there's mm-hmm. career, relationships, spirituality, there's fun. All these different components really make up like a nice, really full round pie.
That's right.
So when I sit down, okay, like what area of your life might you want to focus on
mm-hmm.
to kind of take it up to the next level?
Yeah, yeah. And when you're sitting down with people, do you find it's usually individuals, couples, singles? Like, what's kind of, what do you see?
I'd say more on the average would be singles.
Okay.
I do work with some couples, though, which is really fun and interesting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Totally different dynamic. But I would say the majority of my clients are individuals.
Yeah.
I don't really know why, but
yeah. No, that's interesting. Just like in general. Who would that kind of be, you know, especially in this community? Because you have had long-term success, so I'm assuming over the time that you've done this, you would have seen like a pattern. So singles is where it's at. And is there a topic that they come usually to talk to you about?
A lot of times people, this is the interesting thing, like I'm very goal-focused, goal-oriented.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people will come to me and say, like, I know I want something different, but I actually don't know what my goals are. Like, they just don't really have the language around it.
Fair enough.
And so through the process, we can really get clear on, like, okay, well, you know, what are all the things at play? Which we can narrow it down to a focus area. You know, and then we, once we kind of create like a, in a perfect world, what would this look like?
Mm-hmm.
Then we kind of reverse engineer, go backwards and say like, okay, well, what are all the things you might need to do to take you from here to there? And then that's where the goals start to sort of formulate.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole process once you identify a goal in terms of like, how do you actually take that goal from a vision to an actual reality?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So, in regards to goals and vision, what are you working on?
What are your goals? I just knew you were.
Yeah.
Well, I have a ton of goals. Some people, I'll ask you actually,
mm-hmm.
Can resonate with sometimes having too many goals.
Yeah.
Can be a challenge when you're ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
And your attention can get really kind of scattered amongst too many. I definitely fall into this category, yeah, for sure. So, right now I'm working on, I have a few. So I have a financial goal for my business.
Okay.
I have a health goal. I would like to lose a few pounds. I've got a vacation coming up, so that's kind of a focus area.
Okay.
Working on like a coaching goal, another designation for my practice.
Sweet.
So I'm going to be completing that probably like mid-year. And one of my fun goals, I was trying to remember if like we talked about this the last time, because it's been a goal for such a long time, is to sing.
I think we mentioned something I don't think it was on camera though.
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh yeah.
So let's if we have talked about it, okay.
Yeah.
We both forgot.
Yeah.
So let's hear about the singing goal.
Yeah. So for a very, very long time, I've had a desire to sing.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I used to sing a lot. But I always had stage fright. It's always, I call it one of my shy goals because I love doing it, but I have a lot of resistance to doing it. Part of it is about being modest and not kind of like, I don't know, there's something.
Avoiding the spotlight.
Avoiding the spotlight, thank you, Tanner, yes. Not being good enough, perfectionism. I don't have a whole lot of people in my circle that I can do it with, so I have to kind of step outside my comfort zone to find people to sing with. And it's a great example of some of the obstacles that we might face when we've got something that we want, and for whatever reason, we're dragging our feet on actually accomplishing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what are you doing to make that a reality?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll ask your audience.
Yeah.
Well, I was actually thinking, and this is where I've been stuck a little bit in terms of, I really want to find somebody that I can sing with. It's not on a professional level. This is just for fun.
Oh, okay.
So I need someone that either plays an instrument, guitar, or maybe piano, keyboard, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That just kind of wants to jam and that likes the same music that I like.
What kind of music do you like?
I like country music.
Country music. Now, what kind of country are we talking about? Because country is like a big genre, because you've got like Dolly Parton and Johnny Cash back then. You have Shania Twain. So what kind of country are we talking about?
Yeah, I like modern country. I would say like 90s. That's not that modern now. That's more classic now. But like I would say from the 90s until anything up to like kind of modern country. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, like I want to go deep into this, but this guy tapped his phone, so that means he's got his questions for the Max City Minute.
Oh yeah.
But before we jump into that, we gotta throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available,
I hope that crack was on camera.
Well, it wouldn't be on camera.
Or the, you know, audio. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one for you today. What is one thing you do for your own self-care that you enjoy the most?
Sleep.
Question number two, what is one goal you've achieved that you're most proud of?
Starting my business.
Question number three, what do you think is the best flavor of ice cream?
Anything with like the most amount of flavors in it, like the everything or with the, yeah.
Question number four, what is your favorite song to sing?
There's so many. Like, I don't Take It to the Limit by the Eagles.
And your final question, if you had any superpower, what would you choose?
Fly.
And those have been your five questions.
Wow, she just rattled.
No, you nailed that. One answer.
10.
Number one.
All right, let's get back to the singing thing. So okay. Country. So when you want to start singing with somebody, so you have no need and or want to be like in a play or something. You just want to like work on your like singing voice, like a coach. Yeah. You're looking for a coach? Or like what are you?
I'm just looking for someone to play in the space with me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Neat. And you've never done anything like that before?
I mostly just sing by myself.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I did a lot of performing, just like church and school and community stuff, small town stuff, right?
Yeah.
It was something that, it always gave me so much anxiety.
Mm.
But as I got older, I realized how much pleasure and enjoyment it gave me.
Yeah.
And that it was actually kind of a gift that I've left really like unpolished.
Maybe join one of the theater groups here. Like we had a bunch of people from, we have their stuff right there from Rent, from Swamp Rat come.
Mm.
We're big supporters of Swamp Rat. They have, like, you don't have to necessarily like join to become one of their big productions, but just being with those type of people, those artists, they have like workshops and stuff every once in a while.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know that.
Food for thought. Maybe they're going to see it. Maybe you can reach out. But Swamp Rat there.
Swamp Rat. Okay, I will check it out. Thank
you. Hannah's really cool too. Like the founder. You probably met her before. There's no way you haven't.
Hannah from the college? And she used to work at the college?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So that's her. So,
Awesome.
There we go. Now, Tanner asked you a question about ice cream. Now, I know nothing about ice cream. I stopped eating ice cream when I was like in my teenage years because like it just hurt my stomach, right? Mm. So I only know about the original ice creams, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. That's it.
Okay.
So recently, before it got freezing cold outside, this guy convinced me to get some lactose pills and just try it, and it worked. Mm. Big shout out to Lactose. They've actually liked a bunch of our content before, so and they saved my stomach. So we love Lactose pills.
Oh, nice.
So. Anyways, so I'm eating ice cream for the first time. So, like, ice cream's blowing my mind.
Oh, my God. It's the best.
Yeah. So, like, when you say all the flavors, like, what do you mean the flavors?
Okay, gotcha. Okay, what I mean is that there is ice cream that you can get that has, like, it has chocolate chips in it and peanut butter cups and almonds and caramel and marshmallows. And, like, I'm the type that's kind of like, you know, like the Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Right.
Like, that's kind of my jam. Like, put it all in.
So you're more of a toppings person than an ice cream person, hey? Like, that's your go-to?
But mixed together.
Yeah, you need the ice cream, of course. But, like, you like ice cream because you can put a bunch of toppings on it, right?
Yes, but I actually do enjoy ice cream just for that. Yeah, but not like a, probably like I would rarely ever choose like a like just one thing on its own. Like
no, you need caramel, like a rocky road. Or,
yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Also, there's a lot of really good coconut based.
Oh my God, coconut ice cream is the best.
Yeah, like
you had the dairy free Häagen-Dazs coconut ice cream?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't like dairy free things, but like, because I like dairy, but that ice cream is phenomenal.
Yeah, the non dairy ice creams have made like big strides.
Oh, yeah, you can barely tell the difference.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, from somebody who had been eating the non dairy free and has switched over, you can tell the difference. They're very, very good. Don't get me wrong. They've like got very good, but real ice cream?
Were you eating the Häagen-Dazs stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, your taste buds are something special.
I'm saying.
Yeah, he's real, like, precious with all the things that he likes. You know, he's very particular. So.
You like what you like, right?
I like what I like. Okay. Yeah, but like the ice cream, like we went down to this place downtown. Is it called Flavors?
Yeah.
And they have all this like birthday cake ice cream and like all these weird different names.
Oh my gosh, you're like a little Martian that just landed on Earth.
Or like facts.
Like, birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah,
that's it's so cute.
And like, you know how like when you were younger and like these flavors would come out and then you'd be like, oh cool, I'm gonna try that, and then you try it and then like you grow up and like you don't try those because you've had them. He's having all of the like small child flavors right now, first time.
And it's wild.
Yeah, like I'm going in there and ordering like pistachio and coconut and he's like, oh, can I get the like cotton candy bubble gum and the clown cake? You're just like,
it's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah,
and I've been taking my little guy and he's just like, what's happening here, Dad? I was like, I don't know. And my mom, she's 70.
Oh.
And so she's from South America, right?
Yeah.
And so these wild flavors weren't there,
right?
So we went to an art show and then we're like, hey mom, you want to get some ice cream? And she's like, okay. And then she looked at the ice cream just like me and she's like, I don't understand what's happening here. I'm like, get ready for it. Yeah, it's a cool little treat.
Yeah.
So ice cream, big shout out.
I'm so happy for you. Ice cream is my favorite treat.
My favorite.
It also doesn't, it's not the thing that like is best for my body, but
that's right.
But still, I will always make an exception for it.
It's one of those things where like, I like to, when it comes to food and health, I like to eat whatever I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have to have like an offset of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like exercise or drink lots of water or like whatever. But like I try my best not to like not eat something just because it's potentially not healthy.
Yeah. What it sounds like is like the balance.
Yeah.
Right? It's like some people are all or nothing.
That's right.
And some people are more like what do I need to do to just keep everything in balance?
I'm ridiculous. And Tanner will tell you, I'm ridiculous. So it's a constant, like, trying to keep that balance.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just, like, get fixated on certain things, and then you're like, well, I guess this is my thing now.
Yeah.
So when you're coaching people, how do you get them out of things like that? Because a lot of time people are in their own way. I find that's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, man, I'm my biggest enemy sometimes. So when you identify that with somebody, how are you able to approach that and tell them that in a soft manner so then they don't say like, I don't like you, get out of here.
Yeah, well, as a coach, I mean, I never really tell people what to do. Sometimes people get coaching's kind of misunderstood in that way, that they think like, oh, I'm gonna hire her and she's just gonna tell me what to do in my life, which is rarely ever the case. Mostly it's like, okay, first things first, it's like, well, what are you trying to achieve? You know, big picture, sometimes we get lost in the details, right? Big picture, what is it that you really want out of this situation? And then we go back in terms of, you say, well, I'm my worst enemy. Well, what does that mean? Like, how are you holding yourself back from the things that you really want to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's like untying like a really knotted up rope. You know, like we kind of like one at a time sort of like pull that apart. Sometimes it like just happens to like all unfold really quickly.
Yeah.
And other times it's like it's more of a slow process.
Yeah.
And other things can come out of the woodwork as we start to explore those types of things. But ultimately it's always just about really bringing people back to the, hey, where are we trying to get to? Like, what's the most important thing? We've got lots of priorities, lots of things going on in life. What are we focused on here now?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you willing to do about it? Right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything about it.
Yeah.
But if you really want it, what do you need to do and what are you willing to do?
Yeah. Now, a lot of this, just for you, like, obviously, is personality-based. You're born with a gift. You have this set of tools and you can feel and you can see. That being said, a large component, like you said, you have to get certified. You go and you study. And that, like, reaffirms and you're like, oh, yeah, not only is this what I have, but this is reality.
Uh-huh.
How does that studying take place? Like, is some of that online? Is some of that within, like, a group setting? Like, how has your actual training gone to give you the certifications?
Very interesting. There's so much coach training. Like, there's really, lots. Really, it's lots and lots. Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And, yeah. If anyway, sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. So I took my first coach training back in 2011. Mm-hmm. Company came up to Fort McMurray. They did like a 30-hour intensive over 3 days in person training. That was my very first life and executive coaching. Then I did a 2-year program in the health coaching space that was out of New York. So that was all virtual for me.
Yeah.
You had the option to go or not. I did it all virtually. I've done the retirement coaching one was virtual. I'm now involved in the executive coaching programs at Royal Roads University in Victoria.
Yeah.
That's blended, so I did some time at the university in Victoria for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is online, like live, but online.
Yeah,
so there's, it really depends. There's so many different options. Lots of training programs are in person, some are blended, so much is online right now.
Yeah. So you just get as much as you can from all the different areas. And that's the cool thing about where we are in the world currently. Mm. You don't have to go to that physical location and invest all of that time to move and study. You can do it where you want to do it. Yeah. Knowledge is knowledge at
knowledge
the end of the day.
Knowledge is knowledge, and education has changed.
Yeah.
Just like the ice cream flavors.
That's right.
Education
That's
has
right.
changed so much,
That's
like
right.
dramatically
yeah.
over the years.
Yeah. Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner has just tapped his watch, so that means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure, you guys. So if anyone's interested, basically I offer one-on-one personalized coaching for people. That's kind of my niche prestige service in my business. I've also got some workshops coming up. So because it's end of January, I'm kind of tapping into people's New Year's resolutions. So if anyone's kind of might need a little bit of support with their goals, the first 4 Saturdays in February, I'm hosting a Crush Your 2024 Goals. It's 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. each Saturday, and we'll go through all of the success principles. You'll learn the principles, work through an actual goal of yourself so that at the end you're walking away with a really clearly defined strategic plan for how to achieve success.
There we go. Very cool. Very cool. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to Neural Toyota. Big shout out to Neural Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Yeah.